It is officially springtime, and you know what that means. Pollen! Oh, wait, that's here in North Carolina. Okay, anyway, yes, spring means allergies too. But when it comes to owning a house, you know that spring cleaning should be on your list. And I personally have a few things that I need to work on this spring that I've been neglecting for some time now. So let's get into some spring cleaning checklist items that you should start working on now too.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and thank you so much for listening on this episode. And yes, it is officially spring because it's after March 20th, or whenever you listen to this episode, it may be a little bit later, that's perfectly fine. But if you're into all that kind of thing of spring and watching the flowers pop up and everything, it is just a great thing to see things growing again, right? But then that means there's a couple of things that probably need some of your attention now that spring is coming, because winter is hopefully almost over in your area, or will be soon, okay? So, like I said, I have a few things that I need to personally get done, or have call somebody to get done for me, because that's probably going to be what it is, especially for one thing that I have on my checklist here. So let me start with the first one that should be on your checklist, are washing windows. Yeah, it's we have a lot of dust around here, so the windows kind of get grimy, especially because it's been a few years, and I should be washing them every year, but I don't. I do certain ones, like in the kitchen, and then like by the patio. But other than that, yeah, there's a lot more windows than just that. So I need to work on that portion, but of course I'm going to enlist some help with the kids when they have spring break, because you know what? That is a great time to get some help, because otherwise they're bored, right? I know, they're probably like, no, as they run away. But even if you have them just work on the windows in their bedroom, that would be a tremendous help. In my kids' rooms, they have 3 windows, so it really shouldn't take them very long. Right? Maybe half a day. I know, right? But seriously, if you can get some help to work on those windows, you don't have to do all of them in one day. But even if you work on one room a day, that's better than nothing, right? That's like 15, 20 minutes, right? And now I have some hard to reach windows that are up higher that require ladders. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do those. But yeah, we'll see. So that's checklist item number one, is washing windows. Number two, washing, wipe down the baseboards. And I've noticed there are certain baseboards, like in the kitchen especially, that when you drop things and stuff, things get splattered. It's not until you actually get down on the floor and you're mopping the floor and you're like, oh God, those baseboards are just nasty. Someone did not clean up. After they dropped something, dropped food, spilled drinks, whatever it was, right? So wash and wipe down baseboards. I noticed that especially also in the bathrooms too, they tend to get kind of dusty in there too. So wipe down those baseboards. That should be a quick and easy thing with like a rag, especially if you have a little one that really likes to help. And my oldest one, when she was little, she was like 2 or 3. She loved to pretend she was Cinderella. And guess what Cinderella did? She cleaned a lot. So I had Cinderella, my little Cinderella, help me clean too, because she was so short. She could just reach down there. Like, oh yeah, that's perfect height, right? So yeah. So again, if you can get some help to help you do that, that will go by even quicker with like a microfiber, you know, cloth. Another thing to work on are deep cleaning the carpets and upholstery. Now, this is something that, especially the carpets. Yeah, normally we did that right before we moved in to the house, so that helped. But it's been 2 years, and I dread doing that, but I know it needs to be done, because vacuuming, yeah, that helps, but sometimes you just need to deep clean those carpets. If you can move things like off the floor, which is kind of hard to do, especially in certain rooms, you know what I mean?
But the upholstery, if I can get that, I'm actually going to have to call somebody here locally to see if they do that, because our couch needs to be just refreshened. I have some bar stools that are like a cloth fabric type thing that I've tried with, like, the Resolve stuff or whatever, that just doesn't, it doesn't want to come out. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It just doesn't want to come out, and they just look kind of grimy, you know? So I'm like, oh, I just need someone to do that. So that'll be something I would be calling somebody to do, and take care of that. We had that, especially in our house in Virginia. We had somebody come by almost every year, because especially with like the pollen, even if you open up windows and the dust, it just gets into the carpet and stuff like that. And just cleaning it, we actually had carpet in our dining room, God help me, and it was like a cream colored, oh dear God, scary. But that's the way it came with the house. And so every time we had him come over, I mean, the carpet wasn't that bad, but in the dining room, I really wanted to make sure it was clean. He actually then Scotch guarded it for us to help prevent any future stains to get on the carpet if you did happen to spill something. So that's an option too. Okay. Another checklist item is to clean under the furniture and appliances, like those, the stove and things like that. Yes, but like the fans, like the ceiling fans, if you have them, those brushes. I actually had someone come over to our couch was not clicking together like it should have. So I had to have somebody come over and take a look at it. And while he was doing that, he was moving the couch around, kind of lifting it up and everything. And I'm looking, going, oh my God, look at all those dust bunnies under there. I'm like, ooh, we need to clean. Let me get a mop real quick, So that helped me right there with the spring cleaning, and I got a leg up on that one. But I realized, like, ooh, I got to move some chairs around and kind of dust underneath those too, right? So yeah. Another checklist item is washing down the patio furniture. Now, we have ours, I kind of put ours under in our screened in porch area, but the pollen will still get at it, especially our yellow greenish pine pollen that comes into North Carolina in our area. It leaves a nice film on the patio furniture, whether it's the dining table, whether it's the chairs, they just all need to be just wiped down. Hose down something just to get that stuff off, because all our cars are now turning greenish yellow powdery stuff. I actually had to drive through a green powder like dust storm today. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is that big dust storm and why is it greenish yellow? I'm like, oh my God, look at all that pollen. So yeah, so if you have a pollen issue in your area, wait until after the pollen season is done, probably about a week or so, and then you can go and go hose down your patio furniture, because that's you're gonna need that. You're gonna want that because hey, it's gonna get warmer. You're gonna want to go outside and go sit on the furniture, and then realize, oh gosh, it's all covered in dust. So, yeah. And if you like checklists like I do, then you need to check out my Etsy shop, Willowbrook Printable. I've created all sorts of checklists based on things I needed to get done, like moving, packing for the beach, packing up for a college dorm room, packing for a ski trip, packing for an international trip, and so much more. And if you're a real estate agent, there are templates you can use to help you market yourself, like open house brochures, neighborhood postcards, and even staging ebooks and checklists. So I'll leave the Willowbrook Printable website link on my Etsy shop in the show notes below so that you can click on it and save you some time and stay organized. So speaking of checklist, the next one item on the spring cleaning checklist are the curtains. If you have curtains or blinds, whichever one, vacuuming, dusting between the blinds, but curtains especially, you just like kind of let them drape and just kind of hang there. I realize like I have a lot of curtains in my house. So if you have like the attachment from the vacuum cleaner to help, basically just kind of get the dust off of them, or if you have sheer curtains, those you can easily just throw in the washing machine on gentle and just give them a good wash and get them back up there on your windows. So that's a quick and easy thing to do for those curtains. Another item that's big on my list is power washing the house. Yeah, it's been 7 years. We haven't done it. We've power washed like the sidewalks and stuff like that every 2, 3 years or so. Almost every year now, it seems like lately. But the house itself really needs to be washed, and I'll be calling someone for that. Even though we have, like I said, our own power washer that we have for other things, the house is just a totally different animal. That just no. I have a girl that
that I've interviewed before on my podcast before, and she does that kind of stuff. So if you have someone that can do that for you to power wash your house, I know on the north side of our house, that's the part that's doesn't get as much sun, so it's more shady, and you can see there's some buildup of something on that part of the house, on the siding and everything. So I'm like, okay, we need to get the house washed. And then plus we have white trim everywhere, and the dust and the dirt kind of gets in it and kind of makes it look kind of meh, you know what I mean? So yeah, so power washing the house is one big thing for us that we really need to get done. And that really, I mean, if you can get away with it every couple of years, I got away with it for 7 years. If you can do it every couple of years or so, yeah, that might be time to do that, to get your house ready. And plus, if you're selling it, then you definitely want to take that into consideration. And if your house is looking kind of dingy on the outside, then a good wash is always helps refresh it, right? Another checklist item for spring cleaning are dusting the light fixtures. I have a bunch of like over the kitchen island and the dining room table. Like the dust, little cobwebs, you know, sometimes show up there. I'm like, hey, where'd those come from? Okay, we need to clean those off. So dusting the light fixtures with like you take a little rag, either get it wet with like some vinegar or just water, maybe sometimes depending on how much, if there's, you know, from the cooking, especially depending on where the light fixtures are. If it's just dust, then you can kind of dust it off, or kind of wipe it down. So that's a great, quick, easy way. Maybe not for the kids. It might be for you. But what you can do that'll help your kids as a checklist item, next one, is transition the wardrobe from winter to spring clothing. Now, I used to do this for my kids when they were little, especially because mine love to wear dresses in the middle of winter. And in Virginia, it snowed. It really did. And I'm like, you are not wearing a sundress. It's December and there's snow on the ground. What are you thinking? So I made the choices easy and made it mom approved closet by transitioning and pulling out every single darn shorts, t-shirt, sundress out of the closet when it came time for the winter. But now that spring is coming, you know, they're going to want to see those come out. So transitioning the wardrobe for the kids, for yourself, especially too, if you maybe have a smaller closet and you can't fit all of your clothes, all seasons in your closet, that's perfectly fine. I have friends that do that too. They just store them in, you know, big Tupperware bins and stuff like that, and then put them in the attic in a closet someplace else so that they, you know, they know that, okay, these are the clothes that are going to be coming up. That's coming up for spring/summer, and they're cute outfits and everything like that, right? So transitioning your wardrobe is a great quick activity and kind of fun for the kids, especially when they realize, oh, I remember that. And then they realize, ooh, I outgrew that. I can't wear that anymore. It doesn't fit anymore. So yeah, that may be time you realize, oh, I guess we got to go look and keep an eye out for shorts and t-shirts now for the kids, right? So yeah, so that's a good reminder as well. Another thing to work on would be the garage with the changing of the seasons. If you have a snow blower, you're going to have to, you know, store that away, you know, do the maintenance to kind of close it up, winterize it and stuff like that, so that it's just, you know, no oils and all that fun stuff. Gasoline is run out and everything. Snow shovels are put away, but you're going to want to bring out the lawnmower soon to service it and get it running, because that grass will start growing. Yeah, I know. So, I know I have my own little garden set tools of like little spades and shovels and things like that. And my tulip bulb, the little hole thing that, you know, you punch through the ground and kind of get a hole big enough to put a bulb in. I have all those tools that are ready to go. We're getting our garden ready to go too. So, that garden, the garage is going to be, a busy place soon come warmer weather with, garden plants and vegetables and things like that. And then one more room I'm going to bring up is the bedroom when it comes time for your spring checklist. And you're probably thinking, well, what? Hold on. Now this one, you could, if you have the flip mattresses, that you, now would be a good time to just flip it over, right? Or some of them now, they don't flip anymore, they just rotate. So you rotate your mattress so that it wears evenly. You don't have a big, you know, taco in the middle, hopefully not, or two tacos, depending on the number of people sleeping in that bed. But yeah, now would be a great time to flip and rotate that mattress, change out those heavy covers. Maybe you had some thicker blankets and now that it's, you know, it's getting warmer and maybe you don't need them as much. So change those out. And then the other thing for the bedroom are cleaning the actual pillows, not the pillowcases, because we change those out when we wash the sheets, right? But the actual pillows, you know, put them on sanitize on your dryer. We have that feature, or, you know, wash them. I haven't done that. I have to look at see what the labels say on those pillows. So take a look at what your pillows say and how you can wash them, how to sanitize them, how to clean them. And then that way, you know, you have them mite and dust free so that you can put clean pillowcases on them. So that's just a few things that you can work on for your spring cleaning checklist. Like I said, I have a few that I need to work on myself, namely the washing the windows and the power washing the house. Those are my two big things that I need to work on. And then working on finding that upholstery cleaner guy. Because, yeah, I'm not doing that. I tried. I'm awful at that. So hopefully this has inspired you to work on a couple of things a little bit at a time. And maybe this, like I said, we have spring break coming up. So my kids are going to be helping me out with that. Maybe they can help you out with yours as well. And hopefully you can get your list done faster, right? All right. Well, hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you later.